This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War. Welcome to the show on USA Radio Network. Well, as my flagship station, KPEC, 790 AM in Las Vegas, where I emanate from, broadcast from, take on the world from. Used to be conservative capitalist Nevada. Now it is, we're radio-free Nevada because we're operating in communist territory. Democrats just took control days ago of every major office in Nevada. One of the great states in the history of America ruined by illegals being allowed to vote and Republicans too wimpy to say anything about it or do anything about it because you're called racist. It's an absolute joke. No one is willing to do anything. They're all afraid of their own shadow in this state. Doesn't matter if it's the newspaper. Doesn't matter if it's the TV channels. Doesn't matter if it's Fox 5 News, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch. They're all afraid of their own shadow to admit that illegals have taken over the state, just like they did in California. Just scary and sad. And this is why we need a wall. I'm going to read you my commentary coming out on Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal. President Trump holds your State of the Union at the border. President Trump invited me to the White House for a meeting about wall funding. What a great honor. Unfortunately, the invitation came on 48 hours' notice, and I couldn't make it happen. It's a long flight from Vegas to Washington, 3,000 miles, and it's very tough to arrange something like that on 48 hours' notice. So I will give my counsel and advice right here and hope the president reads it loud and clear. But first things first, I found the Achilles heel of Democrats. I've spoken many times about the greatest example of hypocrisy and arrogance ever. Harry Reid, living as my neighbor behind the walls, gates, armed security, and photo ID required at Anthem Country Club. It's obviously struck a nerve. I get more hate mail from liberals on this topic than any other. I hear two themes from these hysterical liberal loons and haters constantly. Theme number one is an absurd argument. Here it is. They say, Harry Reid lives in the same community as you, Wayne, so how come he's a hypocrite? You're both guilty of living behind walls. How can you criticize him? Now, liberals couldn't really be this ignorant and delusional, right? It's not even possible. They've got to be faking their stupidity. Because I'm the biggest supporter of walls on the planet Earth. I want every American to be safe and protected from bad people and foreign invaders. Of course I choose to live behind walls. Walls are good. And if they're good enough for me and Harry, as in Harry Reid, they're good enough for all Americans. We all deserve a wall on the southern border. All of us deserve that wall. Now, liberals like Harry Reid think walls are only good for themselves and not the rest of us. And you know what that makes them? Frauds and hypocrites. This is a powerful and winning argument. It instantly makes average Americans see the value of a wall. They say if walls protect Democrats and their families, why not us? That's precisely why liberals are so hysterical in response. It's the same argument as a conservative politician crusading against abortion and calling it murder while paying for an abortion for his own girlfriend. It makes you a fraud and a hypocrite who thinks the same rules don't apply to you as the rest of us. Secondly, my liberal critics love to say, now get ready for this one, this is what they say to me, keep attacking Harry Reid and you'll get more IRS audits. A telling line of attack tells you everything you need to know about liberals. Because that's a massive crime of government persecution that they're rooting for and cheerleading for. A crime you'd expect in a communist dictatorship or Nazi Germany. It showcases liberals' vile need to silence, intimidate, and destroy the lives of anyone who dares disagree with them. Now I know exactly where all the ideas come from in communist countries for arrests, torture, brainwashing, and re-education camps. Believe me, it's all starting here. All of this leads to my advice for President Trump. Democrats are obsessed with stopping the wall precisely because they know that walls work. They know a wall will greatly improve the lives of Americans. And you'll get the credit, President Trump. It's your legacy in history. They're obsessed with stopping that. The wall will make everyone love you. They can't allow the wall to be built. So my advice, turn the tables on Nancy Pelosi. Turn lemons into lemonade. Make Democrats rue the day they cancel your State of the Union invitation. Simply change the venue. Hold your State of the Union at the border. Turn the State of the Union into a State of the Border speech. Build the entire speech around the wall, border security, and our national security emergency. Give your speech with ICE agents, border agents, and military behind you. And make your entire audience angel moms and dads, Americans who've lost their children to murder by illegal aliens. And one other thing, Mr. President, be sure to showcase aerial photos of the walled homes of Democratic politicians and donors. The crazed reaction of liberals tells me this is a winning argument. Liberals lose their minds at the mere mention of their own walls. They need a hug from mommy, a straitjacket, and a rubber room. Build your entire State of the Union around the fraud and hypocrisy of Democrats. Rub their elite noses in it. This is the greatest winning argument ever, that liberals live in walls gated estates while they tell us they don't want a wall for you. Mr. President, hold your State of the Union at the border and make Democrats cry uncle. My new commentary coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal. All right, some more news in the news. President Trump to meet again with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. They're having a second summit in February. Good news. White House announced Friday President Trump and Kim Jong-un will meet for a second time to discuss denuclearization in February. North Korean nuclear negotiator Kim Jong-kol, who arrived at Dulles International Airport on Thursday night, met with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo earlier Friday at a White House, at a Washington, D.C. hotel before heading to the White House to meet with President Trump. Kim Jong-kol, were they all named Kim Jong in North Korea? Kim Jong-kol delivered another letter to President Trump later at the White House. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the meeting Friday was productive. President Trump met with Kim Jong-kol for an hour and a half to discuss denuclearization, a second summit which will take place near the end of February. President looks forward to meeting with Chairman Kim at a place to be announced at a later date. Vietnam is being considered for a location of the second summit. As expected, the frauds in the mainstream media criticized President Trump's ongoing negotiations with North Korea, yet here we are again with a second summit. Chris Matthews says Trump's letter to Pelosi yesterday made Democrats look like fools. Thank you, Chris. It's about time there's some honesty. MSNBC's Chris Matthews joined the chorus of pundits losing their minds over President Donald Trump canceling Nancy Pelosi's trip to Afghanistan, but admitted that the president made Democrats look like fools. President Trump had hilariously canceled the trip, and the Democrats ran a bus on their way to the flight. You know, he made one mistake. I said this on Twitter today. I don't know how many of you follow my Twitter account. You should. It's at Real Wayne Root. At Real. R-E-A-L. Real Wayne Root. And I said the only mistake President Trump made, he's mortal. He makes mistakes. He should have let the Democrats go, let Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats go on their trip, and then canceled the return flight. Watch them squirm and never get back. Now, that would have been smart. That would have been much better. But this was okay. This is a close second. Let's talk about the cheap shot part of it, said Chris Matthews. They were in the bus heading to Joint Base Edwards-Andrews. He made them look like fools sitting in the Capitol of the driveway, basically trying to figure out what's coming next. He caught them in the act as they were sneaking out of town and made them look stupid. I mean, it clearly looked like a political dirty trick to me, Matthews complained. He went on to read the statement from Senator Lindsey Graham in which he said that one sophomoric response does not deserve another regarding Pelosi's attempt to cancel the State of the Union. The Congress seems to have lost some of its class since you've been here, since you've been there. I don't know what to make of this. I think Pelosi looked smart yesterday. I think the president looks a little cheap today. Clearly this looks like carry-on government, some old British comedy. You know, it doesn't look good for the country, Matthews said. Former Republican David Jolly said both sides seem to be at fault. Comes a point in which your low and medium and intensity voters look at Washington, say they're all a bunch of children, they're all behaving like idiots. I think that is this week, Jolly said. But you can't. See, this is a quote of losers. Chris Matthews is a liberal loser, and I know David Jolly. Jolly's a libertarian leader who doesn't like Trump. So you're just getting quotes from bad people who aren't on Trump's side. I think Trump was fantastic. Pelosi confronted, stutters through response to reporters, repeats the crackpot claim that Trump endangered her life. House Speaker Pelosi looked defeated Friday afternoon when reporters confronted her over her outrageous claims Trump endangered her life by canceling her military flight, then allegedly leaked her commercial travel plans. Earlier Friday, Pelosi spokesman Drew Hamill accused the president of endangering Pelosi's life. Pelosi doubled down on those claims when confronted by reporters. We had the prerogative to travel commercially, and we made plans to do just that until the administration had leaked that we were traveling commercially. When asked if Trump canceled a trip as retaliation for requesting the rescheduling of the State of the Union address, Pelosi said, I would hope not. I don't think the president would be that petty to you. A reporter then confronted Pelosi on an extraordinary claim that President Trump put members of Congress and the other lives in danger, including her own. You're essentially accusing the president of the United States of endangering the lives of members of Congress and American troops. That's extraordinary, reporter said to Pelosi. Pelosi waved her arms around as she stuttered her way through her response, doubling down and said, it's the way the State Department explained it to us. This is a fact. This isn't even an opinion. A White House correspondent for the Daily Mail said senior officials told her it's a flat-out lie that the White House would leak information that would threaten American safety. And meanwhile, President Trump's campaign launched a new fundraiser, helped the president send bricks to Pelosi and wall in her office. The goal is to deliver enough bricks to build a wall outside her office and show her that walls work. A new fundraising ad was sent out to Trump supporters. On Friday, President Trump came up with a brilliant idea to make sure Chuck and Nancy have no choice but to listen to the American people. We've set a goal to send 100,000 bricks to their offices to prove that walls work. That's funny. And there's a list of dollar figures. You get a brick for each one. And by the way, what have I been saying for a couple weeks now? Mitt Romney managed in one day to join the Senate and become the most hated Republican in history. A new poll is out, and a near majority of Republicans view Romney unfavorably. Why wouldn't they? I'm just surprised. Forget about a near majority. I'm surprised it's not all. 48% of Republicans and conservative-leaning have an unfavorable view of Mitt Romney. Good job, Mitt. Loser.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Senogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Synagenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, President Trump could be making a very big announcement on Saturday. I wonder if he's going to make my article obsolete. He's going to announce where he's doing the State of the Union, perhaps, and it won't be the border, and my article comes out Sunday, so maybe he'll make it obsolete. I don't know. And he says he'll be making an announcement about both the State of the Union and the ongoing partial government shutdown. Actually, he doesn't say the State of the Union. Excuse me. He'll make a major announcement Saturday about the partial shutdown and the border crisis. So he tweeted that it's about the government shutdown and the humanitarian crisis on the southern border. The announcement will occur at 3 p.m. at the White House. That's noon where I am, Pacific time, 3 p.m. East Coast time. So who knows what will happen. Earlier in the day, the president tweeted the GOP was so unified there'd be no cave on the issue of border and national security. He tweeted out, never seen the Republican Party so unified, no cave on the issue of border and national security, a beautiful thing to see, especially when you hear the new rhetoric spewing from the mouth of the Democrats who talk about open border, high taxes, and crime. Stop criminals and drugs now. That was Donald Trump's tweet. So we shall see what the next move is on the border crisis and on the government shutdown. And I assume there might be a mention of the State of the Union. You know, my column was about turning the State of the Union to the State of the Border. And who knows? Maybe he took my advice. It was emailed directly to the people around the President of the United States when I wrote it this morning. So who knows? Maybe they've got something in mind, or maybe they'll have it at the Senate. I don't know. Maybe they'll have it at Cowboy Stadium, AT&T Stadium in Dallas with 100,000 screaming Trump fans. I don't know. Who knows? The White House denies Pelosi's leak charge as details from the Kabul cable raise questions over her claim.
Wanted to make sure I got that in. Pelosi's office accuses Trump and his team of leaking commercial travel plans after the military plane was canceled. The House Speaker's office has accused the State Department of leaking delegation travel plans to fly to Afghanistan commercially after the president denied their military plane. The White House adamantly denied House Speaker Pelosi's claim. And details from a State Department cable cautioning her office about the trip raise further questions about the allegation. She's such a liar. Such a two-faced liar. The only thing stopping Nancy Pelosi from being a two-faced liar is she's got so much Botox, she's only got one frozen face. That's why she can't be a two-faced liar. It's just one giant slab frozen in place like the wilds of Alaska. Whew. Is there ever truth coming out of this side? Ever? Pelosi's accusation appeared to be at least partially challenged by details of a cable sent by the State Department of Kabul to Washington recommending she postpone the travel. Fox News is told the cable cited Afghan media reporting about the president's suggestion to fly commercially. The cable noted the delegation had requested authorization to purchase 17 tickets over unclassified systems and advised that their travel would not be a secret. Urging her to postpone, the cable noted that because few airlines flying to Kabul, their arrival time would be easy to predict. She's so dumb. It's unbelievable. Nancy Pelosi, you are just a dunce. All right, Wayne Allyn Root's a little station identification. This is a USA Radio Network. This is the Wayne Allyn Root Show, otherwise known as War Now. I'm your relentless warrior for the middle class, relentless warrior for Donald Trump, relentless warrior for conservatism and conservatives, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist, evangelist, American made, proud of it. You can only find a war, Wayne Allyn Root, like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from Las Vegas at my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded by the great Edward Stoltz. Thank you, Ed, for giving me my start in radio. Brilliant guy that you are. You saw the talent of Wayne Root. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Thank you, Fred Weinberg, for seeing the beautiful talents of Wayne Allyn Root and saying, let's spread it all over this country. This is the most caller-friendly show in America. You can call toll-free at any time. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. When I say call anytime, I mean anytime during my show. I happened to tune into JD's show earlier, the show before me on USA stations around the country, and some lady from Newsmax TV was calling in to speak to Wayne Root, and she thought she was on the air with Wayne Root Live. You can only call when my show's on, but see, she thought I was on because my show now airs multiple times on Newsmax TV. Newsmax TV is becoming Wayne Root TV. Smartly, they're also understanding the talent of Wayne Root for unifying conservatives and leading conservatives all over this country. We need a fighter, man. We need a fighter, a puncher, a kicker. I'm not afraid to kick liberals in the balls. Right in the balls. Root for America is my website, rootforamerica.com. Find me at Twitter at Real Wayne Root, at Real, R-E-A-L, Wayne Root. My email is wayneroot@gmail.com. And you can find this show not only here on your USA-affiliated radio station or at usaradio.com. Just click on Listen Live Now. But you can also go to iHeartRadio at any time, 24 hours a day, and get my show on demand. Get the Wayne Allyn Root Show at iHeartRadio. We shall return.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Tens of thousands of pro-life anti-abortion activists have gathered and are marching in Washington, D.C. today for the 46th annual March for Life. Among them, Heritage Foundation President K. Cole James, who says in a video about today's event,
because we know that every single one of us, regardless of our circumstance or abilities, is unique from day one.
The march takes place every year on the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision at the Supreme Court, which legalized abortion in 1973. President Trump tweeting this morning that his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, continues to lie to reduce his jail time. That after BuzzFeed reports that President Trump personally directed Cohen to lie to Congress about the Trump Tower Moscow project. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. And don't forget, hour number three is Newsmax TV, which now reaches 80 million homes, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. And I've got the number one show on Newsmax TV on at 8 o'clock Eastern Time every single night, 5 Pacific, and replaying the next day now. Brand new thing. My show airs in its full hour the next day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. And if you don't have Newsmax TV on either Dish or DirecTV or many cable systems around the country that now carry us, like Comcast Xfinity, call your local cable carrier and tell them you want it. Call 844-500-6397 and tell them you want your Newsmax TV so you can watch your favorite host, Wayne Allyn Root. 844-500-6397. Newsmax will connect you to the cable system in whatever area you live in. It's all free, and you can let them know you demand your war, Wayne Allyn Root. And by the way, if you can't get us on TV, just watch us on NewsmaxTV.com or get the Newsmax TV app on your phone. So you watch us on your phone, you can watch us on your computer, or you can watch us on satellite or cable TV, NewsmaxTV.com. All right, got a great guest, one of my favorite guests on Fox News. Whenever I tune in and he's on, I just go, that is a smart dude. His name is Joe DiGenova, and he's a founding partner of a D.C. law firm with his wife, Victoria Tensing, who I believe has been on my show as well. President Trump considered hiring them for his legal team for the Mueller investigations. He's a former U.S. attorney and special counsel and all-around great guy. He's one of ours. Love you always, Joe. How are you? Wayne Root.
It's fine, Wayne. Great to be with you.
So, I was the guy who originally came up with the idea and sent it to the president, and my friend Lee down at Mar-a-Lago hand-delivered it to the president that he should circumvent Congress and declare a national emergency via executive order and go grab the money from the military budget or some other agency, but preferably the military budget, because he just got them $800 billion, so I knew there was plenty of dough there. And I put that right in the president's hand. I don't know if, you know, he took that advice directly from me or not. Maybe came up with it on his own. But my question for you is, you're a smart guy and a lawyer, and I'm not an attorney, and I just want to know what you think about the legality of that. Can he, in fact, do that? I don't see why he can't use executive order to grab the funds as a national security emergency.
Well, first of all, Congress has delegated to the president through legislation the ability to declare national emergencies. He also has that inherent power under Article 2 of the Constitution. The only question that remains is whether or not, when he declares the emergency, he can get the money to pay for the particular project, which is the wall. Sorry about that. I don't think there's any doubt that there are statutes that allow him to move money around, which has been previously appropriated, but has not been called what they call obligated. In other words, it has not been spent for a specific purpose. So I think when all is said and done, he can do it.
He could do it, but the question is, will it cause him more problems? It's going to go to court, right? You agree they'll immediately send it to the Ninth Court. It'll immediately be thrown out by some common judge in San Francisco, and then it weeds its way through and eventually makes it to the Supreme Court. And then I think we'll get a good ruling, but that might take a couple of years, and that's probably the issue, right?
Yeah, well, I don't think he's going to do it right away. I think he thinks right now letting this go on puts the Democrats, as every day goes by, in a worse position. I know that according to some of the polling, he's losing with the general public. But I think that will shift, particularly as the arrogance of the Democrats begins to come through. He will be sued if he does it, and that will make the matter go on for months and months and probably take at least a year for it to resolve. So he understands that. And he wants to avoid that if at all possible. So I don't think he's going to go that route. I think he's going to continue to play this out and use the leverage he has by telling everybody, I'm just going to veto anything you send me if it doesn't have money that I want for a barrier of some type.
All right, and let's talk about your Fox News column. We're talking to Joe DiGenova. from a founding partner of a D.C. law firm, his wife, Victoria Tensing. President Trump considered hiring them for his legal team for the Mueller investigation, former United States attorney and special counsel. Your new column is out, The Brazen Plot Against Trump by Obama-era FBI and DOJ continues. I mean, I just don't get it, Joe. I talk about this, you know, 3 hours a day on the air, and I don't understand how it's possible we have a Republican president, and yet the entire government is going after nothing but Republicans. When you had a Democratic president, they went after nothing but Republicans, and they protected Hillary, and they protected Obama, and now you have a Republican, and they do the same thing. We can't win for losing. No matter what we do, the government is against us. How is that possible?
Well, what happened was when Trump became president, he was not prepared to govern. And he relied very heavily on a lot of the ex-Bush people who were not his people. They were not on his side. And we got a lot of people in the Justice Department and the FBI who were very unfriendly to him. There were many, many holdovers from the Obama administration because the Trump personnel system was awful. People running it did not do a good job. And we still have Obama holdovers in many jobs at the sub-cabinet level that are political appointees. And that is, you know, that lies at the feet of the Trump personnel system in the White House. But as far as the FBI and the DOJ, I just have to say with all bluntness that Jeff Sessions will go down in history as one of the worst attorney generals in history. He was frightened of his own shadow. He didn't know how to function. He caved in on the recusal question unnecessarily. I have no idea what motivated Jeff Sessions. And then, of course, he took without ever meeting or knowing Rod Rosenstein on the recommendation of the Bush people who were running the personnel system for the Justice Department at that time. And we ended up with a politically corrupt attorney general who appointed Mueller with no reason to do so. Continued to supervise Mueller, even though he had a conflict of interest because he had ordered the firing of Comey. And then, of course, we had a totally corrupt FBI at the senior levels who were running this show. And then some idiot decided to leave Sally Yates in office so that she could become acting attorney general and continue to do the awful things she did to Michael Flynn. And not only that, the things that she did to allow the FISA warrants to go forward. So when history is written, it will be shown that this was a self-inflicted wound that the president suffered as a result of very bad personnel people around him. He should have fired Comey on Inauguration Day, but he was advised not to do that. And if he had done that, if he had fired Comey on Inauguration Day,
he would have been fine.
None of this would have ever happened.
Right. You know, look, I don't know if you know about my career, Joe, but there's never been a bigger backer of Donald Trump than me. I love the guy. I think he's great. That doesn't mean that I don't have criticisms. I think my biggest criticism is he's not good at hiring people. Forget about that he was unprepared. I agree with right. I agree he was unprepared. I agree he surrounded himself with bad people because he didn't know government and he had no idea how bad they all were. But even now that he's in and he's been there 2 years, he keeps hiring people that seem like they're all rhinos and deep state and D.C. swamp. Even this new guy Barr, the new attorney general, he's got ties to Mueller. I don't know why you'd hire a guy like that. He's out there defending Mueller.
You hire Bill Barr because, first of all, he's been attorney general, and I've known Bill Barr myself since the 1990s.
He is a lawyer.
I like him. I like him very much. I trust him, and I think he's going to clean house at the Justice Department. I think he's going to investigate the FISA abuse. I think he's going to investigate the leaks. I think he's going to investigate the unmaskings. I think there are a lot of people who are shaking in their boots inside the department. This is not a game. This is not a game player. He's a very serious guy. He intends to have his own deputy attorney general. He made that very clear to the president. He said, Mr. President, I would be happy to be your attorney general, but only if I have my own deputy and all of my people in the department. So I think he's going to do what has to be done. I think for a lot of people, it's going to get very, very ugly. over the next year. Very, very ugly.
All right, good. I'm glad. Look, you made me feel a lot better. But, I mean, all I've seen is that he has major ties to Mueller. Mueller was at his daughter's wedding, and he's done nothing but defend Mueller in his interviews in front of the Congress. He says wonderful things about the Mueller investigation. He has no interest in cutting it short. So that worries me. I mean, why wouldn't it worry
you,
right?
If I were being nominated to be Attorney General,
you'd say the same thing.
Situation like this, I would say precisely the same things, because after having said all those things, people will say, "Well, you know, he's going to be fair. He says good things about Mueller, blah blah blah." When he lowers the boom, sometime over the next 6 months, on a host of people, it's going to be very ugly. And the Democrats are going to go crazy. They're going to say, well, you told us X, Y, and Z. And then he's going to say, actually, what I told you was that I would not abdicate my responsibility. And just like I wouldn't tell President Trump I would do certain things, I'm not going to tell you I'm going to do certain things. Like, I'm not going to tell you that I'm going to give you the report that I'm going to get from Bob Mueller, because you're not entitled to it. You're going to get what I determine is appropriate. I thought his performance on that issue with the report was fabulous. But things you have to say to get confirmed. He's perfectly honest. He does know Bob Mueller. They're friends. They've known each other for years. That doesn't mean that he's going to approve what Bob Mueller does. You can do all of those things. And I must tell you, as I said, he actually recommended that I be appointed as an independent counsel, and recommended me to the D.C. Circuit, and of course I was appointed and became an independent counsel for 3 years under the statute.
Hey, Joe, we got to run because the music is playing, the sponsors are up. We really appreciate everything you've said. And my grandma used to say, from your lips to God's ears, I hope you're right. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $100. $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. By the way, that's another one of those, Chris, that I would get rid of. That song is kind of low energy, or at least it becomes a little higher at the end, but it's too late. It starts out too low for me. We're playing all kinds of new ins and outs, and Chris has been nice enough to put together like 20 different songs as we come in and when we go out of all these advertising breaks and radio, and I want them to be high energy and pounding, and I want them to really be kind of, high-intensity rock. And I let him know right over the air which one I like, because by the time we come back from this segment and this thing ends, I'll have forgotten that it was on my mind. I'll get totally, intense into my conversation in the show, and I won't remember that I didn't like that end. So that's one of the ones I didn't like. My listeners actually get to hear even the inside baseball on the songs, on the ins and outs. Tangible Investments is a fantastic company, and I'm very proud they've become a sponsor of this show. Tangible CEO is a longtime friend of mine, about 15 years. Silvano De Genova. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for many months. The Dow's now down 4,000 points since the peak. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. Right now, the Russell 2000 is only down 20%. So you got to start listening to some good, valuable advice. You need asset protection now from a smart guy. And that is the CEO of Tangible. If you're a qualified client who has bought gold or silver before, ever, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Remember, lots of people give free stuff away. They'll give you a free coin that's worth like, $10 for calling if they think that you might be a future customer. But he's giving away a $199 value coin. So you've got to be a real buyer of gold or silver. The proof that you're going to buy, that there's at least a chance you're going to buy, is that you've bought in the past. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you will never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 for Tangible. All right, the Trump campaign is sending FAW, as in, you know, fake, red bricks to Schumer and Pelosi amid the border wall fight. I don't know where they got that idea from, but I'm about to make an announcement regarding some bricks of my own. President Trump's re-election campaign said Friday it'll send FAW red bricks to the offices of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer until Democrats agree to fund a border wall. To raise money for the 2020 race, the Trump campaign's asking donors to chip in $20.20 for each fake brick, which will be sent to the Democratic congressional leaders amid the fight that underlies the extended partial government shutdown. Since Chuck and Nancy keep stonewalling, we'll send the wall to them brick by brick till they agree to secure the border, said Brad Parscale, Trump's campaign manager. So good idea. It's kind of a Wayne Root idea, and I think that's good. Here's how bad the liberal press is. A CNN host asks if the second lady, meaning the wife of Mike Pence, Karen Pence, should lose her Secret Service protection because she's working at a Christian school that bans homosexuality. Oh, well, you know, she doesn't, you know, the school doesn't like gays. The school thinks homosexuality is bad. So she should be killed. I mean, is that what he's saying? She should be murdered? You don't get Secret Service protection because you don't agree that homosexuality is good? You know, look, Wayne Root is actually pro-gay marriage, and I've always been pro-gays. I don't care if they want to be gay, let them march. I've seen them in their parades in San Francisco with their shirts off, dancing around like little fairies. Okay, that's fine. They've got fairy outfits on. They're sprinkling dust. They've got a wand in their hand. They're weird acting. I don't care, though. The truth is I like gay people, and I've got nothing against them at all. And yet, you're telling me if someone else disagrees with Wayne Root, and they don't like gay people, or they don't think being gay is natural, or they just don't want gay people around, you should eliminate their Secret Service protection, they should die for that view? See, I mean, I'm conservative on every issue in the world, except for maybe this one. Okay, I just got no problem with gay people, because I had a lot of TV shows in Hollywood, and I've been around them, and they're all okay. When you really get down to it, they're fine. They're people just like the rest of us. So I don't really care, even if they act strange and weird. You know, I've seen their gay parade. They act strange and weird in those parades. I mean, it just makes straight people look at them and go, what? What are you doing? Are you kidding me? But okay, they want to have fun. Maybe they're drunk. Maybe they're high. I don't know. Whatever they are, they're acting strange. I don't care. It just doesn't bother me. I'm not an uptight dude. Whatever you do, as long as it doesn't hurt me, you can do it. Okay, what you do in your bedroom is none of my business. So I'm admitting I'm liberal on gay issues, right? So you mean if somebody is conservative and disagrees with me, they should lose their Secret Service protection and that means a nutcase should kill them? That's how... This is my point of the commentary I wrote that I read to lead off this hour. Liberals think you should get the death penalty if you're a conservative. Or they think you should be banned, or you should be censored, or the IRS should destroy your life. But that's what happens in Nazi Germany. That's what happens in the Soviet Gulag. That's what happens in Venezuela and Cuba. This is what liberals really want. This is how you realize how easy it is to degenerate to the point where you have re-education camps that brainwash people, torture them, and murder them. It's not a far reach, folks. He thinks if you're not in love with gay people, and I can't even say that Karen Pence or the people at her school hate gay people. They just don't condone it. If you don't condone what liberals believe in, then they'll take away your Secret Service protection so someone can... You know how quick you'd be killed if you were a president or vice president and you had no protection? You could be killed in a day. You could be killed in an hour. Liberals are vicious and violent and vile.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
One.